الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
A day or 2 days ago, we received a report from the news agencies that Saddam Hussein has spoken about diverse things in his illegitimate parliament. He has uttered falsehood, one of them being that the Persian is not a Muslim, because the Holy Quran is in Arabic, and that the Prophet being an Arab, Islam belongs to Arab. This is the logic of this perverted fellow who has no knowledge of Islam. He is one of those Arabs regarding whom the Blessed and Exalted Allah has said, the wandering Arabs are harder in disbelief and hypocrisy and more likely to be ignorant of the limits which Allah hath revealed. It is better for such people not to understand the limits set by Allah and His commandments.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shiism. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that as a matter of fact, Islam, which is Shiism, being nothing but the original Islam, not only does not prevent the scientific and intellectual growth of mankind, rather it even prepares more the grounds for this movement and imparts to it humane and divine direction. The scientific and cultural evolution after the advent of Islam has all but stunned investigators. In this part of his speech, he is referring to a very important point, which is about the Islam, which is about the actual Islam, which is Shiism, that we see that the Shiism or the Shia school of thought does not prevent the scientific and intellectual growth, whereas in other religions, the history has observed that they were against the scientific improvements, whereas Shia school of thought does not prevent the scientific and intellectual growth.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
We can see that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, having more than 4,000 students sitting in front of him, from which there were people from different sciences, there were different intellectuals, and he's answering every one of them according to the question that they have, according to the subject that they're following. So Imam is spreading the knowledge amongst the people. If there is a mathematician, he's answering him in his subject. If there is someone from the chemistry, he's answering them. If there is an astronomer, he's answering him. If someone has a question from the theological aspect or the subject, he's answering them. He's answering everyone. In the Shia school of thought, we say how Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the Nahjul Balagha, how he is describing the creation of the universe, the world, so that there are many scientists who are doing research on these. On the other hand, we also witness that after the Islamic Revolution, how the Islamic Republic of Iran has advanced in the field of science, in the field of nanotechnology. So we see that there are many intellectuals who are brought up in this country after the Islamic Revolution, whereas they were unable to have these advancements before the Islamic Revolution. Therefore, it is the Shiism it is the Shia school of thought, which is the true and original Islam, that does not prevent the scientific and intellectual growth of the mankind.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.